This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Half a century after the introduction of blind auditions, in which candidates are heard from behind a screen, women musicians make up just over 47% of players in American ensembles. Nearly a third of women who are married to or living with a man contribute at least half of the couple's total earnings, according to Pew Research Survey. In the case of a French farmer who had been fined for helping shepherd migrants, the French Constitutional Court has ruled that he acted within his rights, saying the principle of fraternity confers the freedom to help others for humanitarian purposes, regardless of the legality of their presence on national territory. A family of four earning $117,000 a year is now classified as low income in the San Francisco area, which is a threshold used to determine eligibility for federal housing assistance. 35% of employers reported in a survey that they had received allegations of harassment during the past year. 19% of the employers responding said that the reports involved clients or other third parties. Taxpayers can have passports denied if they have seriously delinquent tax debt to the government of more than $51,000 adjusted for inflation, including tax, penalties, and interest. Researchers are questioning the cost ascribed to end-of-life care paid by Medicare, challenging the 21% spent on 5% of the population as overstated, when at best it is 15% and always assumes an impossible assumption that we know when death will occur. Retired women are 80% more likely to live in poverty than men, a recent study by the nonprofit National Institute on Retirement found. The Trump administration is being thwarted in its efforts to gut the Affordable Care Act with work requirements and other plans by its failure to follow the rules, even in simple areas like allowing public comment when required, and generally, they're just taking shortcuts. Repeated court decisions have stopped these efforts because of these flaws. With 1.4 million people in nursing homes, inspectors, federal inspectors, are routinely finding short staffing complicated by deliberately false reports being filed with the government. Louisiana and Texas showed significantly more issues here than other areas. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.